This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers are in a sprint to the finish. Their annual session must wrap up no later than midnight Wednesday, and there are scores of bills still in the pipeline. Those include a proposed ban on flavored nicotine, an effort to shore up the state's unemployment insurance fund, and a plan to grant county workers organizing rights. But at this point in the session, any lengthy debates over controversial policies could result in some bills just running out of time. The city of Denver's new rebates for electric bicycles appears to be gaining traction with residents. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Denver announced the new program last month on Earth Day. Any resident can get $400 off a new e-bike at participating local shops. Income-qualifying residents can get a $1,200 discount. Grace Rink is the city's chief climate officer. She says it's already received 2,600 applications.
2,600 in the first 2 weeks was a little more than we expected at first, but we are churning through them, trying to get those vouchers out to people quickly so that they can go shopping for a bike.
The city approves the rebates beforehand, so residents can get discounts immediately with no paperwork after purchase. Rink says 30 rebates have been redeemed so far. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic will be named the NBA's most valuable player for the second year in a row, according to ESPN. Jokic is only the 14th player to ever win multiple MVP awards. He beat out Philadelphia's Joel Embiid and Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo, who won back-to-back MVPs in 2019 and 2020. Jokic finished the regular season as the only player to ever record 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 500 assists. This is CPR News and KRCC.